Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the area near the Gaza Strip in Israel. Israeli tanks have been seen moving towards the Gaza Strip. That's the headline. David Dolan will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I understand there's a report that Israeli Defense Force tanks have been seen moving towards Gaza. Can you tell us about these tanks?
The simple answer, Jimmy, is yes. There is a major buildup going on. We would see several days of tank convoys and other troop positions, camping, gear set up, tents going up for the soldiers. All of that is happening. Not only is it happening, Jimmy, but Friday there was again another day of rioting. The Israelis said 10,000 at least Palestinians took place of five places along the Gaza border with Israel. Three new fires were started in Israel from incendiary devices. And they say that this time three different Palestinian armed mobs, they had guns, were able to penetrate the border fence. Now, all this was happening while those tanks were active, Jimmy. Machine gun fire was directed from them at the mobs that were crossing into the border. Another incident, one of the mobs went over to a gas supply line that comes into the Gaza Strip from Israel. They sabotaged it and blew it up. So heavy activity going on. The Security Cabinet met on Thursday after two Grad rockets were fired into Israeli territory from Gaza on Wednesday. These are Tornado 6 Grad rockets, Jimmy. They have a range of up to 50 miles. Anybody watching the news might have missed it because it wasn't reported internationally very much, but one of those rockets hit a large home in Beersheba in the south of Israel, not far from Gaza, blew up the home. Jimmy, just beyond Beersheba, where it was directed, is the Israeli nuclear reactor at Dimona. And some are speculating that the Grad was either directed towards it or and fell short a bit, or that it was just a test to see how far they could get in that area.
David Dolan with the details on the Israeli tanks which are moving towards the Gaza Strip. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. For over 30 weekends, there has been conflict at the Gaza border between the Israeli Defense Force and the Palestinian fighters. This 4,000-year-old conflict does not seem to be getting better, but only intensifying. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict is the longest war ever for the Jewish people. As I stated, 4,000 years old. Biblical personalities like Amalek, Agag, Haman, and Herod the Great are the forefathers for the Palestinian people of today, and their father, Esau, said he would kill the Jewish people. The Jewish prophet Obadiah wrote that the Palestinian people would return, kill the Jews, and then steal their land. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict today is a precursor for fulfilled prophecy tomorrow. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...